Welcome to a Saturday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault here of bettingpros.com, and it's all being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, this is a little different than normal, all right? Because I am taping this before the games are over. The reason is, I don't know why this weekend the lines are moving the way that they're moving, but they're moving extremely fast, more so than in other weeks. I don't know why. So, for instance, we're on this Wyoming game. I bet Wyoming minus one. We gave that out yesterday. Well, the line closed at Hawaii minus three. The line opened up at Wyoming minus 2.5. Now, there were some quarterback conversations and some movements in players, but nothing that was like overwhelmingly stunning to go, well, wait a minute, this is going to cause a massive line swing, except for public money reacting to Wyoming's, you know, their performance against Nevada versus Hawaii's performance against Fresno. And the weather, you could say, well, Matt, it was supposed to be like 25 degrees. It wound up being like 44 degrees. Well, okay. I mean, fine, but I still like Craig Bowles' defense. So I don't know what's going to happen in this game, but these were half a unit plays. We didn't get home with Minnesota because I don't know what their defense is doing. Their defense is garbage. It's so bad. They scored 28 points. They went up down the field on that Maryland defense, which is equally garbage. But man, that's really frustrating. Minus 10.5. They wound up by 7. Right now, they're almost covering. They're up by 17 right now here at the time of taping. But we got that wrong. But I essentially hedged on my other half a unit because I took Wyoming and I teased it up to 9. And then I took the total and pulled it from 60 down to 54 and bet the over. So, I don't know, maybe it'll be a really low-scoring game and I'll lose all three, and that's, you know, potential, but, you know, that was kind of a, it can't be an official play, but I did tell you that on the Discord channel. If you guys are on the Discord channel, I'm communicating and commenting with you guys at all times, and so I said, hey, this is what I'm going to do, same game teaser if you can do it, because, well, I'm hoping to cash two bets and make up for the loss for the game in Minnesota, or the game at Maryland for Minnesota. So, again, the line movement here is why I'm dropping this. It's currently 7 o'clock Friday night Pacific time. So this will drop around 7:30-ish, and that's way early. It's 10:30 on the East Coast time. It's normally I drop this at like 3 a.m. But I've got plays here. I've got a play in the Iowa State game. I play on the Ohio State game. I play in the Michigan State game. We gave you Clemson yesterday. So hopefully you took Clemson when I gave it to you yesterday, because that line's up to 25.5. For Clemson, okay? So what happened with Clemson was the number opened up at 32, Clemson laying 32, Trevor Lawrence gets COVID, they pull it down, they put it back up at 24, all the money Clemson comes in because it's on Boston College, the number goes down to 23, then everyone realizes, wait a minute, this DJ kid, Ulagolele, don't ask me to say last names, I'm horrible at it, but anyways, the DJ kid is really good, and they went, oh, wait, Travis Etienne, they might be a better team when they just line up and run the football anyway. They may just go and run the guy in the best back in the country and go and win the game by 40. Yeah, okay, so then the number comes back. It's climbing again. It's now 25.5 for Clemson against Boston College. So hopefully you took that game, but what has caused this is I look at the Iowa State number, I look at the Ohio State number, and I look at the Michigan State number, all games I've got plays on, and I'm like, crap, the numbers I have bet are not going to be available. And that's going to piss me off because I've got numbers that you guys aren't going to get access to. And really, I'm looking at this Michigan State, Michigan game because I'm on 24.5. It's all the way down to 21.5, which I hope you guys can get because that's the basement. That's the lowest number I would play for Michigan State. All right. So there's your first play along with Clemson, but that's why I'm taping this so early, because I am concerned that we're going to see a ton of money on Michigan State and the number's going to go below 21 or at 21, and I'm not going to like it at all. And I'm going to go, this is not good. This is not good. Okay. So this is where I'm at here. And the Ohio State number is crashing. Okay. Down to 10. I like Ohio State a lot here. Ohio State minus 10. Okay. So I'll explain these picks. I'll get further into it here in just 1 second. But first and foremost, let's talk about BetMGM. You're going to download that app if you're a new user. If you're in the states of Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia, you're going to use the promo code JUICE100. Download the app. Juice 100. $1 bet on a money line on either game in the NFL, any game in the NFL, and if that team you bet on in that game, they score a touchdown, you're going to win $100 in free bets from BetMGM. It's very simple, very easy. New users in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia, this is for you. $1 money line bet wins $100 if the game you bet on scores a touchdown, thanks to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's get to it, okay? So, first play is Clemson minus 23.5. This number is climbing. I hope you got it when I gave it to you yesterday. Already at the 25.5. I told you yesterday why I liked it. Same reason why I like it. I think the kid, Travis Etienne, is going to run. That's why I have Clemson to blow out Boston College. Number two, Michigan State, Michigan. Did you watch the defense for Minnesota tonight? Did you see how badly they played? We are all banking on Michigan's offense to be outstanding, and that's why they're going to destroy Michigan State, right? Michigan State did not look good in their first game. Not at all, right? They lost. However, this is a rivalry game. In college football, Michigan State, I don't care if it's a new head coach in Michigan with Michigan State. I don't care if it's going to be a big rebuild for them. It's Michigan State. Michigan State can still play defense. And I got 24.5 points. I got 24.5 points. That's the number that I got, okay? I can't give it to you because that number is unavailable. That's why I'm taping this podcast early. It's 21.5. That is the minimum, the basement. I would not bet any other number but that number. If it's 21 or lower, don't bet it, all right? The money is coming in here on Michigan State. I'm not going to lie. It's public and it's pro money from what I have heard and what I have read, okay? It's both sides. And that's not great. Midwest weather also might not be great. There's some forecasts, especially on Sunday in the NFL, but there's a big coldism going through. The weather's not going to be great. I just think are we so sure that Michigan's offense is that good that they're just going to go in there? They're at home now, I get it, but they're going to blow the doors off like this? Not a backdoor cover. I got 24.5. The number is 21.5. Go ahead and bet it. 21.5. Take it right now because the number is moving. It's going down, and I want you guys to be able to get the best number available. So grab it at 21.5 for Michigan State on the road at Michigan in a very big game here for these teams. All right, let's talk about where we are here for Iowa State and Kansas. All right, Iowa State and Kansas. Kansas can't score. Kansas is awful. Brock Purdy is going to score, but I don't like the 27 points. All right, that number is large. I feel like Iowa State will take their foot off the gas. I feel like they know they got bigger games. I'm concerned about them covering that number on the road. So what I've gone to, and I missed on this last night, so what I played, 16.5, Iowa State, minus 16.5 against Kansas. KU is 0-5. They got nothing to play for. Iowa State is still trying to get rid of that loss to Louisiana. They're still trying to contend in the Big 12. They're coming off a loss to Oklahoma State last week. They're not happy about it. I think they're going to play hard. I think they're going to really pin their ears back and go after it early. I think Brock Purdy is going to light up that KU secondary. I think a lot of offense for Iowa State against Kansas' defense. I think they're going to run the ball a lot, you know, with this great running back tandem that they've got. Iowa State minus 16.5 in the first half is the second play here for a Saturday. I guess the third play for a Saturday. And the fourth play that I've got going is Ohio State minus 10 against Penn State on the road. This line was 12.5. It keeps on coming down. I think if you can get this thing below 10, this is where you might actually benefit by waiting here or getting this a little bit late. Because here's the thing about Penn State. They kicked a lot of field goals against Indiana. But everyone's saying that Penn State's offense against that Ohio State defense, you know, you don't have the same guys from last year. You don't have Chase Young. So Ohio State's going to be looked at. Ohio State in the first half against Nebraska had problems. There's no debating that. They had problems. They couldn't tackle. They couldn't stop Adrian Martinez. It wasn't pretty. Penn State's got better athletes. Penn State's a better offense than Nebraska's. However, in the second half, there were major adjustments made by that Ohio State defense. They started to turn the football over, and they gang tackled. They got after the football. They got after the running backs. They got after the receivers, and they played Ohio State caliber defense. There is no audience here for Penn State. This whiteout game is one of the most epic games ever. These two teams in this rivalry, the environment matters. It's an equalizer. You got 100,000 screaming people. It is hard to play football in that type of environment. You're not getting that this time around. For that reason, I think it isn't the same type of football game, and all the numbers, stats, and info going into this rivalry game get thrown out the window. You got Justin Fields, you got these receivers, you got these running backs, you got this offensive line, and a Penn State team that did not look good against Indiana last week. James Franklin, I'm not, you know, here we go with maybe James Franklin. People are souring on him as to how he has been. This is a really tough start. I get it. Penn State's back here against the wall. They're going to play for their season because this is their season, okay? But you're laying 10 points on the road, which is a lot of points. But again, the numbers may keep on coming down. You might wind up getting 9.5, and I like it. I think it's a 14-point victory for Ohio State. I do. I think it could be a late game, you know, late touchdown type of cover situation. But I just think Ohio State, in over four quarters, Ohio State's a much better football team than Penn State. It might be a game early, but I think in the third and fourth quarters, Ohio State's defense, it that's when the crowd gets rocking, you know. 7-point game in the third quarter, crowd starts getting after it, you start getting false start penalties, you start feeling the emotion and the intensity, and you don't play the way you're capable of playing, the way you're supposed to play. I like Ohio State here, minus 10, I'm taking the Buckeyes, minus 10 here against Penn State to win and to cover, okay? So four plays going, these are all one-unit plays here on a Saturday, and hopefully we keep ourselves rolling here. I don't love these games. I mean, I love this slate. I like Sunday a lot, okay? I like this Sunday slate. I like the plays. I bet a bunch of games. And, oh, wait, I should give that to you now. Okay, let me add one here. I should give this to you now because it might move as well. Here is the Peralt two-team teaser. The Raiders are at the Browns, catching 2.5. We are teasing that up to 8.5. The Titans are on the road at the Bengals. They're laying 6. We're going to tease this down. So a pick, okay? Some books have it at 6.5. Some books have it at 7, okay? But we're teasing that down to getting that down below 3, all right? If you get to a pick, I like it even better. That's where I got it. But Titans to a pick. Raiders, we're teasing it up to 8.5 on the road at the Browns. Why? Weather is a major factor in Ohio on Sunday. We're talking 25-mile-per-hour sustained winds. We're talking wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. That is a monster problem for passing. Baker Mayfield needs to throw the football. That defensive front for the Titans can go after Kareem Hunt. I do not like, if you look at the running game for Henry, I know you're going to say, oh, we're going to stop the run. Okay, good luck, Cincinnati, going in and trying to do that. I think the Raiders can line up and stop Kareem Hunt. I like both running attacks, Josh Jacobs and Derrick Henry. That is why we are taking those two teams and teasing these two games on those two running backs, on those two offensive lines in Ohio. I think the Raiders win the game outright, by the way, but and we'll talk more about that tomorrow on the podcast. But there's your teaser, 5-2 on the season for the Peralt two-team teaser, 4-0 start, 0-2 the next 2 weeks. We won it last week. We're 5-2 on the year here heading into week 8 for the Peralt two-team teaser. So, to recap our plays for Saturday, Clemson, minus 23.5. Michigan State, I got it at 24.5. It's now 21.5, but I think you can take it. Michigan State, 21.5. Ohio State, minus 10 at Penn State. And Iowa State, minus 16.5 in the first half at Kansas. Peralt two-team teaser, Titans pick. Raiders plus 8.5. Those are our plays on a Saturday. Also, remember the Clyde Edwards-Helaire helmet giveaway happens tomorrow night, Halloween, October 31st. We get rolling. It's going to be given away. You've got to do it now. Give a review. Apple Podcast, Stitcher, screenshot. Go to bettingpros.com/juice. Leave the picture there, fill out the form, and then go and subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you win the Clyde Edwards-Helaire autographed Chiefs helmet plus a $50 gift card from Pristine Auctions. If you are on both the entry and with the subscription, you're a subscriber to our YouTube channel, where I will be tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for a YouTube one-hour conversation on bettingpros.com about props and everything else happening in the NFL. So, busy. Remember the Discord channel. I'm on there all the time. I gave out props and picks and teasers, and we're breaking down games and telling you where I'm at. All on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat for that. My name is Matt Perrault. Hopefully you like that I dropped this early here on a Saturday to give us some chances at better lines for the games on Saturday. Follow me on Twitter, @SportsTalkMatt. Every single morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast presented by BetMGM on bettingpros.com.